Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all the beloved out there in radio land. It's Living and Thriving time. Yes, it's Thursday, and I am so happy to be here. It's my favorite day of the week because I get to meet some really amazing people all over the world that do really amazing things to inspire themselves, to inspire other people, to be inspirational. And what a job I have, right? Cannot complain. I live in paradise. I have an amazing kid. We just left the Asian Kitchen in Sarasota, Florida. The food was amazing. Highly recommend. And they have a few items on their gluten-free list so people like me can eat. So exciting. Today, I'm thrilled to announce that Mark Hernandez, who is going to be dialing us any minute now, will be our guest on the show. I'm so excited. He is an animal healer. He does a lot with energy healing and energy work. And as you know, one of my best friends also is an energy healer, and I've seen so many miraculous things happen with this kind of work that I'm excited to have him on. The number here, if you want to dial in and ask questions, is 929-477-1165. That's dialing in, so give us a call. Today has just been spectacular. Chloe and I got to sleep in late, which we rarely ever get to do. She had a dental appointment, and that was an hour and a half, which is why we're on the road right now, because it went way over what it was supposed to. There was some miscommunications there, I think. Very strange. But anyway, she's going to have her braces put on. So that's kind of exciting. She's kind of excited about it, but not overly, because she likes to chew gum. When you have braces, you can't chew gum. That's the way it works. I'm hoping that this weekend's going to be beautiful weather. We are starting to lose our winter birds. They're going back home, and so we have parking spaces at the beaches, which is amazing. The beach has been beautiful. We have had no issues with red tide in a really long time, and I'm super, super, super excited about that, so I can go to the beach again. Mark, if you're out there, don't forget to dial in at 929-477-1165. 929-477-1165. Give us a quick call. We're waiting on you to dial in. Let's see, what else? Oh, I have to tell you, this is really, 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 really funny. You guys are going to giggle out of it. Chloe had to have a shot in her mouth, and her ear went numb. So she hasn't been able to wear her iPod thing. And it's been really quite funny because she thinks it's the most bizarre sensation ever. And she's rolling her eyes at me. Earpods. Sorry. I didn't say it right. That's why she's rolling her eyes at me. Go figure. Next week, because I'm driving, I don't really know who I have on for next week. But if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Rusty, Living and Thriving with Rusty, you will see a whole list. It's been fantastic. Our books were this year. So, you know, if you miss this show or if you miss any of the shows, you're too busy, it's on 24 hours a day at blogtalk.com/Rusty. We are getting ready to finish middle school in my house. Big ACS we have, so my heart's broken because now she's going to be a freshman, and it just goes by really, 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 really uber-duper fast. And so we're in those preparations. She's getting ready to go and stay with her dad and me for a couple of weeks, also getting those preparations done. It just is life. Call in. Tell me what your life is like. 929-477-1165. As we wait for Mark Hernandez to pop on.
Hey, I'm Mark, here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yay! Hi. I was scared that you might have forgotten.
Afternoon. No. looking for the dial-in number. We got it now, so we're connected. Thank you.
Yay. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Rusty?
You know, it's just a beautiful life. I'm on the side of the dirt. The roots are tickling my face, and even if I had a claim, nobody would listen. So, you know, just stay positive, right?
Yep, just kind of go with the flow and do your best. I agree.
That's it. So I'm so excited you're finally on. One of my best friends is an energy healer. I help a few of them, but specifically with animals. And
yes.
When you popped into my inbox and my team and I just went, oh, my God, yay, another person doing wonderful work because, you know, it's the recovery of some of these animals is unbelievable. Really,
yes.
Really good work can be done. Lots of good healing, lots of good training. So I'm so excited to have you on the show. And I would really like you to tell everybody who you are, where they can find your information, and what inspires you to be you.
Okay. So my name is Mark Hernandez. I'm the owner and founder of People and Pets Energetics. I'm a holistic practitioner that helps people and their animals when they've hit the wall with health and well-being issues. Basically, in a nutshell, I have intuitive gifts and extensive training to read subtle energy fields. Read the energy fields, identify and release non-beneficial energies that are locking into place a health or well-being issue. So, you can find more information about my work at my website, People and Pets Energetics, peopleandpetsenergetics.com. And also, if you type in People and Pets Energetics, you'll go to my Facebook business page. So your next question was, I'm sorry, you had about three questions. Could you follow up on one of them? Hello? Rusty, can you hear me?
I'm here. Yep,
okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I mute so that you don't hear the background in the car. The mute was taking a while to unmute, so I'm not going to mute again, and I apologize for the background of the car. My question is,
no
what
problem.
Inspired you to be inspirational?
Oh, well, I think that's one thing I've come here to do is to help people. And a big chunk of my earlier career, my first background was in Hispanic studies. I taught at the college level for over 20 years about Latin America, Latino United States, taught Spanish language, but also, you know, teaching, be it at a, you know, elementary school level or college level, it's fundamentally about helping people, working with people. So I think that's what I was called to do with that part of my work. And then since about 2007, my intuitive gifts and energy healing really started coming online for about 12 years now. And I think what I see it now is this is a way of helping people really at an even deeper level. I feel very called to do this work to help people along in their physical, spiritual journeys. And it's very rewarding. And I'm always inspired by what's possible and seeing people, you know, improve. Sometimes it's immediately, in other cases over time.
And I personally have witnessed it on so many different levels, from you know, childbirth, death, animals, humans. And there is no way I'm a non-believer. Like, it's just energy work is so amazing to me. And so such a higher level of thinking. And I think, well, opinion, and it is what it is, I think that we've developed our society to forget that we can heal on our own. And it's nice to see more healers coming out and doing the work because it needs to be done, and it's just beautiful. So high five to you for stepping up and stepping out.
Yeah, well, thank you. Definitely my work in the international arena, I, did when I was in Hispanic studies, did a lot of work in Mexico City, and it's just interesting in a lot of other societies outside the United States, people are more open to wider ways of quote unquote healing, improving their health and wellness, including addressing issues from spiritual medicine, realizing it's not all the physical world. I also lived and worked in Taiwan for 2 years in Taipei. Got to travel to Asia, been 2 times to Bali, to Ubud, and it's just so interesting. That part of the world is, you know, very open to all the spiritual medicine they got. When I found things at a spiritual level, they knew what it was about, and they weren't at all surprised.
Yeah, what a rich life you've lived to be able to surround yourself with such not only beautiful sights, but amazing history and probably some of the coolest shamans on the planet.
I've had a really blessed life. I've always pretty much done what I wanted to do. I remember distinctly when I was growing up, especially my mom, she may be listening this afternoon, she always told us, I'm one of six children, she always said, you all can do whatever you want to do just so long as you make an honest living. So I never felt any pressure to do X or Y or Z. I always felt full freedom to pursue what I really wanted to pursue, and I've done that.
When did you start really acknowledging that you were attracted to this line of work? How old were you, or what was the trigger point that was like, oh, wow, this is my place, my cosmic 2x4?
Yeah, well, I think like most people growing up in the United States, many of us have intuitive gifts, and we kind of taught to ignore them and shut them down. So I knew from a very early when I was two, I've always had a very clear sense of direction, like which way to go. In fact, when I was two, my mom used to ask me, which way do I go? I'd point her, and I was always right. Also, just an early sense, when I was seven, my next door neighbor got for Christmas this gift of a Ouija board, okay? And at the time, thought that was kind of fun. Well, long story short, at first you needed two people to move the little thing around, okay, said nice things. And then my neighbor discovered she could do it just by herself. And then the thing started moving all by itself. So I was seven or eight. She had unknowingly called in some evil spirits that had the house had to be cleansed. So those are early memories.
No.
Yeah. But it cleansed, and I remember that though. And also, I come from a family of teachers, healers, and doctors. I'm one of six children. Two of my siblings are Western-trained medical doctors, but they really do more integrative medicine now. Also, my mom, a very strong prayer warrior, so I always grew up with that prayer for me is many things, and it's also a form of energy work. So I always was kind of around this. And then, like I said, kind of in 2007, when I was teaching at universities, some unusual things were happening in my professional life. That's when I kind of said, okay, this isn't just this lifetime. Other things are going on. And my brother set me up as an energy healer in New Mexico. I was in Boston, and I saw some changes enough to pique my interest.
What is your favorite part about the work that you do?
Favorite thing?
That's a loaded question because it's so hard.
One favorite thing is I'm really, really grateful. To me, it's a big honor to see people change. Those that are open to change, especially in 2019, the energies are very supportive. I'm always amazed at what is possible. Maybe 4 years ago, if someone had X issue, let's just call it a right shoulder pain. Maybe legitimately in a session, it would take 50 minutes. I'm often seeing those go in like 5-10 minutes now. So the speed at which change is possible now. And it's just very gratifying when people are open and for them to see their reaction, that often they can't believe that the changes, quick changes are possible. And that they kind of check it out, and they go, wow. I said, yeah, I say that myself. I'm very grateful to be able to do this work. It's sacred work. And I know this is my calling for this stretch of my life.
I will tell you, in the work that I do, I find that the more and more relaxed and letting go, the more excited I get about my work. Meaning, I don't stress out about it anymore. I don't get super upset about it or any of those emotions. I just kind of feel like I'm floating. Do you get that?
It's
beautiful.
I think the way I see it a little bit is kind of realizing that God, Source, Creator is doing the heavy lifting. My role is to be a clear channel, do my own work, and hold the space for facilitate whatever's meant to show up for that client.
Beautiful. Do you want to tell us anything about how, what kind of work specifically? Is it just Reiki, or it's intuitive, it's Reiki and Anything else?
Sure. Yes. So I'm certified in the body code and the emotion code. These are systems created and developed by Dr. Bradley Nelson. So maybe some of your listeners are familiar with the emotion code. I see a lot of people when I'm at holistic fairs have heard of the emotion code. It's basically a system that teaches everyone how to identify and release their trapped emotions.
Right.
And real quick, there will be a second edition of the emotion code coming out May 7th, about a month. And the foreword was written by Tony Robbins. So I think that will be getting a lot more press and even more exposure. Also, I'm certified in advanced ASH work. This is a system, healing system created by Rudy Hunter. Rudy Hunter has been doing energy work, energy healings for 30 plus years. He got into it because he had a really horrific accident with his back. He was a dancer, professional dancer, and he ventured out from body work to Wu land to help himself. So I'm also certified in that. I'm very excited. I've been doing trainings online and for the last 2.5 years with Dr. Karen Kann. Karen, K-R-E-N-K-A-N. She's amazing. She does, she's a medical doctor by training. She then went into acupuncture. She also became certified in the emotion code and the body code, and also is now doing primarily spiritual medicine. I'm currently honing my abilities in this method called Topokan healing. It's amazing. It's like, kind of builds on a lot what the body code and emotion code does, but it's really fast and very powerful. And it's a multi-dimensional healing. What I'm finding right now is that, we have this lifetime, and at least in my world, we also have parallel lives, as the quantum physicists have said, and past lives and future lives. Right now, what's happening is, if we had some imbalance in a parallel life or past lives, I'm seeing for a lot of people that those are starting to kind of, bleed through and affect the current lifetime. So with this Topokan healing tool, I can, quote unquote, heal with God. Obviously, God's doing the healing. Those past lives, and they'll show up in the present. It's very amazing.
I love it. And just listening to you gets me excited to learn more about each modality that you utilize, because you're excited about it. So thank you for inspiring me to check out some new modalities I haven't heard about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of great things out there. And as you know, everyone will be drawn to a certain modality. Maybe it's theta healing, Reiki, body code, tapping, whatever. It's great because, there's plenty of room for everyone. We need all hands on deck right now with what's going on in the world. So people will know what draws and inspires them.
Absolutely. And I agree. We definitely need all hands on deck right now, because it's just it's kind of a crazy ride for, especially for those of us who are on, known as healers and energy workers. It's like, wow, gotta 2 feet out. What is your fascination with animals? How did you know that animals is really your forte? You have some really cute pictures that you sent me, and I'm like, oh, I just want to squeeze that puppy in the nose. He's so cute. But you look so happy in your work. What drew you to animals versus working with humans?
Yeah, well, actually, I do work with both. I work with people and humans. People and humans. Pets, huh? That's interesting. Okay.
I know what you meant.
So when I was living and working in Taipei, I was teaching at an American school, Hispanic studies at a high school. On my own time, I was doing my certification program first in the emotion code, okay? For the emotion code certification, when I arrived at the practicum aspect, where you're working with volunteer clients, the emotion code program requires that you work with at least 5 animals, okay? So living and working in Taipei, didn't speak Mandarin. I had hit the wall kind of 2 months. No one kind of wanted to talk to me. I don't kind of blame them. But anyway, so one fateful day, a local Taiwanese friend called me on a Saturday, spur of the moment, said, do you want to go ice skating? I said, ice skating in Taiwan? It's so tropical here. But I said, I haven't been in 25 years, but I don't know. For some reason, I said, yes. I said, you know what? Let's go. Let's do it. Let's, ice skating in Taiwan.
Adventure time.
Okay. So on the way to the ice skating rink, we see all these cats in a window. Okay, but what is this? Look, and it's the cat hotel, the capsule. And so I went, oh, what's this? So I rang the bell. The owner let me in. I explained to her that I was doing this certification program. I needed to work with some animals. My first question was, hey, could you refer me to an English-speaking animal shelter, you know, with expats, so I can work with the animals, helps me with my certification, and it'll help the animals. Well, turns out this owner, she was fluent in Mandarin Chinese and also English, translator for diplomats,
wow.
Very open to what I was doing. So she said, oh, I'm very interested in what you're doing. I have friends that are very interested in what you're doing. You know what? I'll line up all your sessions. I'll book them here, and you can do them all at the Cash Hotel, and I'll be your translator. I'm like, really? So I went from stuck for 2 months to within 3 weeks working with 25 animals at the Cash Hotel in Taipei.
Wow.
So I originally thought, you know, animals, well, it's kind of doing it. And I go, I really love working with animals. I've always enjoyed animals. But at first, you know, lots of times people tell people to practice. You know, you got to focus. One thing, and, you know, I kind of see the value of that. But I always knew I wanted to do both after that experience that I'm going to do both. So that's how I got involved with the animals.
That's wonderful. This is a great place for you to tell us where we can find you, give us your full name, where we can find you, and anything else you feel like you want to plug into this half of the show.
All right. So, yeah, you can find me at my website, People and Pets Energetics, if you go to your favorite search engine. Enter in People and Pets Energetics. It'll take you, you'll see my listing for my website, peopleandpetsenergetics.com, and also my Facebook business page. And also, for those that like to pick up the telephone, you can give me a call at 210-775-2696. Yeah.
Yay.
And, yeah. Can I say a few more things, or how are we?
It's your show. Whatever you would like.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to let people know if any of this, you know, check out my website on my Facebook business page. I have a lot of videos where I'm demoing. I did a lot of evening webinars where the primary, I introduced the body code in a very succinct fashion, but then I took live callers. So I'm a distance healer. So you can see me in action working with some of the videos or with people that are called in. Others are with animals. So take a look at that on my Facebook business page. And if you see something there that kind of causes you to go, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if you can help me with X, Y, or Z. I offer all new clients on my website. You can apply for a free discovery session. Okay. In that discovery session, 30 minutes, the first 10 minutes before our call, you complete a very brief intake form. Let me know kind of what's on your energetic plate. Okay. And so during the call, I'll spend about five, maybe up to 10 minutes reviewing your intake form, kind of what's going on. The next segment, I do usually a 10 to 15 minute mini healing with the body code on one of those issues. I'll usually ask the body the priority. And then the last part will be recommendations for moving forward if you'd like to. So you can find that on my website at peopleandpetsenergetics.com, and it's the link that says apply for a free discovery session, people. So, yeah, and yeah, if I can add one more thing, save the date. Tuesday, May 7th from 9 to 9:30 Central Standard Time, I will be launching the People and Pets Show online. The People and Pets Show, I'll be interviewing leading edge guests in the field of health and wellness connected to people and animals, and people get to participate. So save the date. I'm lining up my guests right now as we speak. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is it going to be a podcast like mine, or is it going to be a TV show, or what's the format?
Yeah, it's going to be on online through, you'll be able to see it through Facebook. I'm launching through Akashic Academy. Akashic Academy. I'll have all this information on my Facebook business page and on my website. So keep that in mind. If, you know, this will be air once a week for 30 minutes, and also a replay will be available. I know people have lives.
Yay, congratulations, high five. That's really stepping it up and getting out there. That's wonderful, good job.
Thank you, yeah.
You sound very excited about it.
Yeah, I am. It's been kind of on my plate for a couple of years. I kind of toyed with the idea initially, and then you know, it's amazing how technology, even the last 2 years, has made it a lot easier to do, you know, either live streaming through Facebook or with Zoom to do calls. You know, to me, those platforms are so much easier than Google Hangouts when I first looked about 4 years ago, and I go, ooh, this is kind of technically complex, but these platforms are
I did not like Google Hangouts at all. I thought Google Hangouts was clunky. It was very hard to use.
Yeah, I mean, it was for tech people, and I'm, you know, I have some abilities, but I'm not a tech wizard, but I do other things well, but tech, I usually need a little help.
Give us a little bit of, you know, a story. Tell us, you know, what was your hardest client that you had to work with? We don't need names or locations or any of that. Yeah. Just the basic awe-inspiring moment where you were like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah. I'll share with you, and I have permission with this one. I have a client actually in Florida. Kind of lifelong issues with just feeling present, okay? Had lifelong issues with breathing, okay, since a child, okay? And now 50, 60, you know, older. Long story short, okay, there were many levels of my first session working with her. There were many levels of imbalance that showed up in the body code, but kind of one of the most striking aspects was it took me back to memory when age five. And I asked her, do you know what this is about? What happened at age five? Do you know what was going on in your family? She said, oh, yeah, that's when my father passed away. I said, oh, okay. And then I just get intuitive information often when I'm doing the session, connected with the source. I'm shown things. And I said, next question just kind of popped out was, do you think he ever crossed over? She says, no. So basically, sometimes when people pass, you know, they physically die, their soul doesn't always transition for a variety of reasons. In this case, the father felt he needed to be around his daughter. So he had been around her for like 55 years. So what happens is when spirits, even with their benevolent and well-intentioned, they'll distort your energy field if they're kind of hanging around you. Okay? So with that session, we release the soul to the light to finally cross over 55 years later. By the end of the session, she felt much, huge difference. She said, for the first time, I can breathe again. I can dream again. We're going, whoa, you know. So sometimes those sessions are that profound. I find when people have issues from spiritual medicine, things like ghosts in their field, entities, spirits, or just curses. Those aren't the witches sitting around the cauldron. But when those types of offensive energies are removed, people often feel the changes immediately or pretty short order. They're pretty dramatic.
Energy work is really huge, but it's also important for the client to understand that their work is even larger. You know, you can move the energy around. You can try to take and cut the attachments for them, but it's really them letting go of whatever story it is that's holding on to them. It's a mutual kind of thing. Both parties have to work. And I don't think discussed enough in this industry. You know, we have a very clear understanding of the work that we do, and we do a great job at giving a high-level overview, but I don't think enough people really acknowledge the fact that when you're part of energy work, we're both helping you as a client to move forward. And do you find that's a little bit of a struggle at times to articulate that? It's like, oh, yeah, I just did all this work, and you're not letting it go.
Sometimes then if that happens, sometimes people say, or I know intuitively that a lot of changes happen, and then there are times I'll talk to a client, you know, a week or two later, they said, nope, nothing happened. I said, that's interesting. So then I'll look at the belief. Was there something that didn't show up about beliefs of blocking to healing, about receiving the healing? Often their beliefs about feeling unworthy or they don't deserve the healing. So you clear out those belief systems, and then often that healing that was there kind of in reserve, boom, pops up. So, yeah. So sometimes they're, you know, and people, I always tell people, you have free will. So if I've had a million successes in a row and you're completely shut down energetically, and not open to receiving any change, you will stay the same. So you're that powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's beautiful work. It's exhausting work. I know, you know, I have a lot of friends in the industry, and there are days where they're wiped out. They're tired. Do you find that you have those days as well?
I find what I found especially critical over the last year is daily spiritual self-care, daily energy maintenance, okay? So what's happening, and I'm sure you've seen this with the ascension, the expansions of people's boundaries, I always wake up in the morning, kind of set my energetic boundaries so they're strong, where things can come through, but the intention is they're not going to stick. I can absorb them, okay? But as we expand, especially in the last 4 months, what happens is we all set our energetic boundaries. As we expand, then our boundaries expand out and they aren't as strong. So there's often a need to go back and recalibrate them, often in a minute or so, very quick. So that's what I find. I clear my energy fields 2 to 3 times a day. I have some things I do manually, and I also have the products of other healers that are kind of like going through the automatic car wash, right? You know, automatic car wash will get often 93% of the gunk you've accumulated during the day. Other times there's still a need for you to go in manually and clear it. But often God wants you to know something about something. So that's what I find.
Well, and give us an example of how we can kind of, you know, flesh out somebody in our energy level and a 5 second, 5 minute, 10 minute thing that we can do on our day to day lives to perk us up.
Yeah. So one thing is just connect with source through your intention. Connect with source and say, I download now a divine white healing energy to kind of cleanse your field. Okay. Something as simple as that. Also, when you ground, a lot of people like just set the intention that you're grounding, you're sitting in a grounding cord from the top, the crown of your chakra, all the way down through your feet to the line grid matrix. Okay? That will, you know, again, be more balanced and stable. That's not to say you won't ever get up. I mean, but it'll be much easier to reset. You'll start the day strong. Just kind of tune in. You kind of know when you're, you go, I feel a little bit funny. Just reset the boundaries, redo the white light, or you know, connect crystalline grid by grounding.
I'm a huge one on visualization and breathing. I've done that work as well.
Absolutely. And those are just a few examples. There are many excellent tools out there. Yeah, breathing, excellent. Right. If people are kind of stressed out, I'm sure you know, pay attention to your breathing. Most likely it's shallow if you're feeling really, really stressed. Do a deeper belly breathing and much more.
All right. So we have about 20 minutes left of the show, and I really want to get more out of you of what you do, how you do what you do, and what – oops, those are my dogs. I apologize. That's Pepper.
No, that's fine.
How you do what you do and inspire people to really reach out and learn more about who you are and the work you do. So do you have any other stories that you want to share or any other techniques?
I'd love to, if you have someone on the line or someone that, a person or an animal that like a mini healing, that'd be great.
Yeah, you can mini heal Pepper. She's lying right next to me.
Okay.
We took that home and she's going crazy. She is 1 year old. We adopted her. She was not in a very happy place. She wasn't. She's a Chihuahua and Jack Russell, so she's a little on the hyper side. And her owners, previous owners, were not able to take care of her at all. So she has a little bit of abandonment issues and just 1-year-old puppy issues.
Okay. Yeah. How do the abandonment issues show up? Like, what does she do that you think indicates her abandonment issues?
she really is trying. She's trying to push my older dog, who's 6 years old, away. And she really, she does everything that she can to prevent the older dog from having, you know, any close proximity to me. Like, she'll literally, Pepper will run up and push Bella off the bed.
Wow.
And it's very clear that she's like, yeah. But then they'll play and they'll love each other. But there's moments where whenever Bella gets close to me, Pepper does everything that she can to try to squeeze in between that.
Okay. And you, I'm sorry, you said her name is Pepper or Tupper? I'm sorry. Could you repeat?
Pepper.
Pepper, like
P-E-P-P-E-R.
Pepper.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, great. Pepper. All right. So how about we work on, I'll ask what the priority issue, but just like the abandonment, the pushing away, the older dog. How does that sound? All right. So what I'm going to do, the first thing I do is I test. I always get the animal's permission. So Pepper, may I work with you today? I'm getting a yes. I'm also going to test to see that Pepper is energetically testable, which means she's properly hydrated and her spine's aligned. I'm getting a yes. I'm going to test on myself this afternoon because this is a distance healing. And my next step, I always ask for help from above. God, source, creator. So I'm very clear that's where the changes come from. I'm going to facilitate. So I'm going to ask for some help. All right. So I'm going to pull up my body code charts. All right. And all right, I'm looking at charts. The body code charts is divided into rows, and you'll hear me. I'm going to share with you what comes up as the imbalance. So I'm looking at the charts. Reason for this pushing away the older dog issue. Energies. So first category is energies. Post-traumatic. Psychic trauma. Let me tell your listeners what a psychic trauma is. Psychic trauma is when two or more negative trapped emotions, like anger, grief, resentment, come together and form a mega ball. These became more common in people after 9/11. So I'm going to ask, does Pepper have a psychic trauma energy? Yeah. How many emotions? One, two. Two emotions. So I'm looking at charts. I know your listeners can't see this, but charts in columns and rows. So I'm asking, is it A, A, B, even though 1, 3, 5. Five is one. Okay, one emotion is terror. Terror. And let me see what the other one. A, A, B, 2, 4, 6. 1, 2, 3. Okay. And shock. Terror and shock. Okay, was this while you had her? Before. Okay, before you owned her from the previous owners? Yeah. Do I need to know more information? No. May I safely release it? No. Okay, I'm not getting permission. Let me see what else is behind that psychic trauma before I can safely release it. Nutrition and lifestyle. It's another category. Okay, showing up as a malnutrition. Okay, showing up as a spiritual malnutrition. Both for people and animals, there can be certain activities that nourish our soul. So I'm going to ask, Pepper have a spiritual malnutrition? Was it before he had her? No, before, after. Okay, so let's see. More than 2 weeks? 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2. 2 days ago. Let me see what comes through. Okay. Does she like going outside?
She does, but she doesn't listen. She's in the training process right now. She likes to go outside to take off.
Okay, yeah. But what I heard was I want to go outside. Like 2 days ago, she really wanted to go outside. That's what's coming through energetically. So let me see. Do I need to know more about this? Okay, I'm just going to release this energy. And that's what she wanted. No, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give her the frequency. What I can do is download from Divine Source the frequency, exactly what she wanted at that moment about I want to go outside, and give it to her. Does that work for you?
Perfect. I'm sure it was to chase something. I live in Jurassic Park, so.
Yeah, okay. So we're just going to give her that frequency and smooth her out. Here we go. Good. All right. Now let me see if I can release that psychic trauma energy. Yes. So for this, I'm going to call them the archangels, Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, Zadkiel, and Sandalphon, and let's release this energy now. Woo, good. All right. Going back out to the main issue, pushing away the older dog. All right. Reason for this? Energies. Something emotional. Pulling out my chart. Let's see. Come on. All right. Trapped emotion, AAB 2, 4, 6. Okay, the emotion that's coming up is worthlessness. Trapped emotion of worthlessness. Does this belong to Pepper? No. Okay, do you have any other people living in your household, human?
It's just my daughter, myself, and my two pups.
Okay. Okay, I'm tracking energetically that Pepper absorbs, feels like your daughter was experiencing some sentiment of worthlessness. That's how it's coming true. Okay.
Okay.
The doctor. So I'm going to release that from Pepper. Here we go. Good. All right. Looking at my charts again, that issue of pushing away the older dog, reason, toxins. Okay, what's showing up is heavy metals. Okay, Mercury. By chance, was Pepper vaccinated?
No. No. But okay. When we did get her old dog food, her old dog food had poison in it, and it almost killed Bella, and we didn't know.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if that's what you're picking up.
Yeah, I'm picking up, it's not usually vaccine. Okay, at least this layer could be something else. I'm just getting guided. I can clear the knowns and unknowns of this Mercury, whatever it was, and clear it.
Yeah.
Sound good? Okay, here we go.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sending in a yellow healing energy in the field. Woo. Anywhere that just needs a little extra love and attention now. All right, good. Yes, okay, we released that Mercury that was showing up. All right, pushing away the older dog. Okay, reason for this? Energies. Post-traumatic. Okay, inflammation. Is this a current inflammation? No. Is it, okay, in the body, around the, okay. Was this before you got her? Yes. Was it in the body? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, it feels like before you got her, she had like 8 areas of inflammation that are lighting up right now. They're not active right now, but can I clear the whatever imprint or whatever that is? Yes. So I'm just going to bundle to these 8 areas of inflammation and release them now. Here we go. Woo, good. All right.
Yay.
Back to the main.
Pepper, you should be feeling better.
Yeah, let's just keep following the energy trail. That's what I tell people. I just follow the trail wherever it goes. So let's see what the body wants to release now. Okay, misalignment. Okay, an organ. Okay, energetically speaking, the heart is misaligned. Let's see why. Circuits and systems. Systems. Okay, take me to the urinary system. Let's see which area. Okay, take me to the bladder. Has Pepper had any issues with the bladder lately that you're aware of?
Not that we're aware of, no. It would be more Bella. She's the older one.
Okay. Let's see. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 2, 1. Let's see. Just yesterday this is showing up. Let me see why this is showing up as imbalance. Energies. Okay, an offensive energy. Okay, this is showing up as a saboteur energy. Saboteur energy is when another person or another animal puts like an energy weapon in our field. So we hear that classic, you know, like I have a knife in my back. So does Pepper have a saboteur energy? Yes. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Were these by animals, people? Any recent, like in the last 2 months, visits to the vet by chance?
Nope. They've never been to the vet.
Oh. Never to the vet. Okay. All right. Person. Female. Okay. Feels like these are tracking to not just one female. Two females. Anyone, I don't know, come in your house lately in the last 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 3, 3, 2, about 2 days ago, were they?
Yeah. 2 days ago?
About 2 days ago, yeah. Any, like, a female? I don't know if you have people help you with some things around the house or something or apartment, wherever.
No, I had a friend over last week, a female friend.
Okay.
2 days ago.
Does it feel like she likes Pepper?
What was interesting about my female friend is she walked into the house and not one dog barked. They did not bark at all. They bark when I walk into the house, just happy, barky. They're little dogs. And when my friend came in, they didn't bark at all. They were just so happy to see her.
Okay.
It was interesting because it was the first time they'd ever met her.
Okay. Yeah, that is interesting. All right, so I'm getting permission just to clear them, whatever they were. And it may come to you later, it may not, but we're just going to clear them. All right, it's big. So we're going to release this saboteur energy. 5, 5, 9, here we go. Good, all right. Issue, anything else ready to release now? Hidden, okay, cloaked. Cloaked is something like really, really well disguised, but we pulled it up, so let's see what it is. Energies, mental. Okay, what's showing up is a despair anchor. Let me tell your listeners what a despair anchor. So this is a negative statement that is perceived as a truth by your subconscious mind. It's usually created by repetitive negative thinking. So I'm going to ask this. It belongs to Pepper. Yeah. So I'm just going to go quiet and see what it is. Go quiet for a little bit. Okay, the way it's coming through is I am so scared. I am so scared. Was this before you got her originate? Yeah. All right. It just feels like the previous owners, like, and you shared this, that they just didn't pay enough attention to her and just kind of felt a little bit neglected. Not abused, but not really loved. That comes through.
Yeah, and the previous owners just had their hands full with severe personal stuff. And
Couldn't give her enough attention. Yeah, and love. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, so can I release this? Okay, I need to know something else. Let me go to that reason. Energies. We're seeing what's in that before we can release it. I'm so scared. Emotional. AAB 1, 3. 1, 2. So one is defensiveness. What's the other one? BBA 1, 5. Okay, defensiveness and fear. Do these belong to Pepper? No. Was it connected to the previous household? Yes. So what I'm getting is Pepper took on those energies of defensiveness and fear. And can we release these now? Yeah, let's release them. Sending in a golden healing energy in the field. Anywhere that needs extra love and attention now. Good. All right, can we release that despair anchor? No, I need to know something else. Let me see what else I need to know. Energies. Mental. Okay, this is what's coming up in the body code is the will to die energy. Let me tell you what that is. So this is an energy that develops from wishing for death, either as an escape or from self-abusive thought, excuse me. So this is in Pepper's field, doesn't belong. Was it connected to the previous? No. Oh, interesting. Okay. Have you had anyone in the last couple months come over that maybe experiencing something like that? You don't need to say a name, but anyone come to mind?
Meaning, I work with a lot of people, so.
Okay.
There's a lot of, that would be.
All right, we're just going to get to know that it's tracking to someone that was in your house or something, that they were experiencing that and Pepper took it on. So let's release that from Pepper's field. Good. Okay. Can we release that? I'm so scared now. Yes. Okay, we're going to release that despair anchor. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Sending in a green healing energy, kind of a heart energy. Chakra, anywhere that needs extra love and attention now. Good. And can we realign the heart? Yeah, let's reset the heart so it's perfectly aligned. Good. Okay, anything else Pepper needs now? Hidden cloak. Okay, I'm getting a no. Is Pepper by you by chance?
She's wrestling with Bella right now. they were really, really snuggly, and then all of a sudden this burst of energy, and they jumped off the bed, and they'll be back in a minute. I know them.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
okay, it was very bizarre.
Fine.
Like,
yeah.
He was just stretched out and peaceful, and then, poof, it started playing.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a good
okay.
thing.
Yeah. So, you know, the upcoming couple days, just notice what you notice about her demeanor. You know Pepper very well. Just, you know, whatever it is, as your work as a practitioner yourself, you know that whatever we
yeah,
focus
no, I'm
on.
Excited.
It, yeah. Two, I'm sure you give Pepper plenty of clean drinking water, as you know from your own work. And for listeners, when you do this type of energy healing, whatever modality, you need to stay very well hydrated before, after the session, okay? With this work, by staying well hydrated, you'll flush out the gunk we released today, and also it'll enable the energetic work to continue beyond our mini healing today. And sometimes after we do this work, if there's emotional stuff for people or pets, sometimes they're fine, and all of a sudden they get a little like, need to go take a nap. That can be an indicator that they're integrating the changes and healing and resting a little bit more.
That's it. Thank you so much for that, Mark. That was beautiful. I'm really grateful. And offline, I'll tell you the story that I think
yeah.
she was holding on to. So you'll go, wow, yeah, okay.
Okay, cool.
But we are at the end, left, and I want to make sure that everybody gets to find you. I want them to be able to call you, email you, whatever, however you want them to reach you. And are you actually
yeah.
doing any presentations in the U.S. or like, do you do anything like that?
I'm doing. Right now, I've gone to a lot of online presentations. I list those through my Facebook business page. I do done
uh-huh.
some a series Wednesday night, like, yeah, webinars of demos. I also I do have a special event May 15th. This is a remote healing event for pets. With that, I'll be using Rudy Hunter's ash work, different modality. So it's great
nice.
For pets. Kind of stuck, and you can find all the information on my website for people in Pets Energetics. Right now, from now, April 4th to the 14th, I have an early bird special. It's, I believe, $35 per pet. It's a 30-minute remote healing session, so it's a really great price, and then the price will be tiered up until the event on May 15th. But
yay.
Back to your question. Yeah, so find me on my website, People in Pets Energetics, peopleinpetsenergetics.com, my Facebook business page, People in Pets Energetics. Feel free to give me a call, 210-775-2696. And also, if you know, you look through my stuff, you got a little sample today, if you feel there's something on your plate and you'd like to see it in action, give me a call.
Yay, Mark, you have been the best. I'm so happy that you're doing what you're doing and working as hard and vibrantly as you are to just put a little beautiful dent in this world, and that's great. And I'm really looking forward
well,
to seeing
you.
Your podcast. I think that's going to be fun,
okay.
too.
Yeah.
And do we find that on
of,
Facebook again?
Yeah, the show will be called The People and Pet Show. I'm going to have full information both on my website and on my Facebook business page. It will air, the debut will be Tuesday, May 7th from 9 to 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. That will be the debut show. It will come on every Tuesday at that 9 to 9:30, and there will be a replay because I know people have lives. And it will be hosted by Akashic Academy. It's also a platform with, I think right now we have about 13 other healers with their own program. So, you know, a lot of great stuff. It's free. You can learn some great things, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yay. High five to you. Big hugs. Thank you so much for working on Pepper. I emailed you briefly what her original story is, and it all makes sense. So I have faith that it worked, and she's just going to be a little bit more happy in her own little fur. Aren't you, Pepper?
Yeah. Yeah, just notice what you notice, and feel free to give me some feedback, whatever you notice.
I will, love bug, and I hope that you come on soon, and I'm really looking forward to watching you grow. Thank you for being on the show,
thank
and
you.
Thank you for being an inspiration.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Mark. How Take wonderful care. Is that, having so many people in this world doing so much work, and each person has a different vibration, a different feeling, a different voice, a different technique, we get to learn so much on this show, and I could not feel more blessed to be that transmitter of information. Mark is one out of many people who do beautiful work, and I'm just so grateful to learn more about his work, what he does, how we can find him, and how we can learn more. If you're interested, check him out, Mark Hernandez. Next week, we are going to be talking to author Karen Ford about, well, I hate to tell you, it's almost summer. We're going to be talking about money. And the only reason why I have her on this show is because it's a tough topic, and it can be very toxic in our bodies and in our minds. We can become very obsessed. We can become workaholics. So we're going to just talk about smart money and how to, you know, detach from that obsession. So I look forward to learning more about what she does. As always, know that you're beautiful. Know that I love you. Know that I am incredibly grateful that you come and listen to me every week here on Living and Thriving. Beautiful tropical world that I live in with your smiling faces, all of your emails, your texts, your notes. I'm so grateful. We're growing by leaps and bounds every week. And that's thanks to you and people like Mark Hernandez. I love you. See you next Thursday. I'm so excited. I can't wait.